Protect your family from lead. There is no safe amount of lead in the body. Lead can slow down growth and development, make it hard to learn, damage hearing and speech, and cause behavior problems. Even low levels of lead can cause harmful changes in intelligence, behavior, and health. Lead can harm anyone, but young children and pregnant women are at higher risk. Children are especially at risk from lead because of their small size and developing brains. If a pregnant person has a high lead level, their developing baby can also be harmed. Common sources of lead include paint, especially in houses built before 1978, dirt near airports, factories, highways, and orchards, water when it comes from lead pipes, cosmetics like Surma, Kajal, and coal, toys, especially if they are old and painted or metal, job sites for people who work in factories, construction, or around metals, and ammunition or contact with metals from military service. The harm done by lead may never go away, but lead poisoning can be prevented. You can practice your traditions while protecting your families from lead. Support your child's healthy development by using cosmetics from American or European brands instead of Surma. Cook delicious Afghan dishes like lubia or korma in pressure cookers made with stainless steel. Season your food with spices sold in the U.S., which do not contain lead. Follow the Afghan tradition of removing your shoes before entering a home and keeping rugs at entryways clean. You can also wash floors, windowsills, and other surfaces with soap and water. Wash bottles, teething rings, and toys with soap and water. Wash your hands and your child's hands before eating and sleeping. Wash fruits and vegetables before cooking or eating them. And only buy toys that say they are lead-free. If you rent, ask your landlord about lead before you sign a lease. Before you buy a home, have it inspected for lead. You should also ask your doctor to test you and your family for lead poisoning.